I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. It's been about 9 months since word first surfaced of a scandal in the $7 trillion mutual fund industry. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission votes on several proposals to beef up regulation of that industry. And joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first remind us what the scandal was all about.
Well, Madeline, this one involves two methods of trading mutual fund stocks. One called market timing. That's when brokers do really fast buying and selling of mutual funds to take advantage of very small differences in price. It's not illegal, but it's heavily frowned upon in the industry. The other is after-hours trading. That's trading in mutual funds after the markets close at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and that is illegal. Both are to the detriment of average investors because they don't have the same access to trades. Lots of big-name companies were wrapped up in this scandal. Merrill Lynch, Prudential, Janus, Bank of America, and, of course, Putnam Investments was the first one.
And what has happened to those companies?
Well, so far, eight have signed on to deals with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the New York Attorney General's office, Elliot Spitzer's office. The most recent actually was yesterday. Pilgrim Baxter settled for $90 million. $40 million of that will go directly to investor restitution. And the company is also going to be cutting its fund management fees. That's what investors pay to have a slice of the mutual fund. They're going to cut those fees by $10 million in toto over the next 5 years. So other mutual fund companies have also agreed to lower their fees as part of these settlements over market timing and after-hours trading.
And what is the Securities and Exchange Commission proposing to prevent this from happening in the future?
The biggest change is that three-quarters of the membership of mutual fund boards of directors will have to be independent. They can't have ties to the companies that are managing the funds. And that would apply to board chairmen and chairwomen as well. A lot of the mutual funds themselves have complained that this really isn't going to do anything to curb the problems in the industry. It was traders, after all, who did most of this frowned upon or illegal trading. It wasn't the boards of directors. But proponents say that this will hold boards more accountable for what goes on in their mutual funds. Some other things they're looking at include codes of ethics for traders, explanations of fees, conflict of interest disclosures, and making that 4 p.m. trading deadline firm and not subject to abuse. And in the Marketplace Newsroom today, we're taking an inside look at the world of Washington lobbying.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.